High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOVM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. An exciting day of basketball here at Brookdale Community College. We're at halftime of what is the third quarterfinal of the day, with Manasquan leading Jackson 21-18. Kevin Williams along with Matt Harmon, Brad Burascano working hard for us here at the Collins Arena. And, of course, back at our studios, Lauren Bajica doing her usual outstanding job as we bring you these games. And then we'll be back on the air with the semifinals, the girls Tuesday night, the boys Wednesday night, a doubleheader here both nights at Brookdale. And then, of course, next Saturday, Matt, the boys' final at Monmouth University at 3 o'clock. And, you know, we'll certainly make it known the best we can, but the reason we're not doing the girls' final next Saturday is simple. It's the same time as Monmouth University playing at St. Francis of Pennsylvania. And, of course, we are the flagship station of Monmouth University basketball and football, so we will not be able to carry the girls' final, but we will bring you the semis on Tuesday. And, of course, the boys will take it all the way through now.
Yes, we will. Semifinals, finals, looking forward to it for sure. A couple more nights here at Brookdale before we'll finish things up at Monmouth. Right now with the half of this one, Manasquan leading Jackson 21-18. And Kevin, before we get into the scoring for both teams, you know, you made the point that Jackson likes to play a certain way. And short of the score, which is relatively close, I would say at least the style of the game has certainly favored what Joe Fagan would want.
Absolutely. I think Jackson has played very good defense, especially on J.R. Hobby. Matt, not only has he not made an outside shot, I don't know that he's really had a good look. He's taken a lot of them with a hand in his face, just has not gotten a clear, open look at the basket. And I think that's, you know, obvious that that's one of the things Jackson wanted to do. Of course, Jimmy Walsh has done a nice job, has picked up, scored nine to kind of pick up the slack for the Warriors. But I agree with you. This is the style of play. If you told Joe Fagan at the half the score would be 21-18, he would have signed for that. I don't care what he says, he would have signed for that. I know coaches hate it when someone says, you know, you play ugly basketball, you slow it down. And they all say the same thing. No, we don't do that. We don't try and do that. The reality is you do with what you think your talent dictates to. You know, their best player is an inside player. They really don't run up and down the court. And, again, you know, they are certainly the underdog in this game against Manasquan. They're only down three at the half. I've got to believe they've got to be satisfied at least the style of the first half.
Now, two other things, one for Jackson, one for Manasquan. For the Jags, Eric Carter's the team's leading scorer. He's only got two to say, okay, we're only down three, and our best player spent much of the time in foul problems, and he only has 2 points. We would have to think that he would play better in the second half.
You know, listen, if he only scores two in the second half, I don't think they're going to be able to win this thing. But what he has done, in fairness to him, and he has struggled, I think Jimmy Walsh has done a nice job underneath. But as you said earlier, Eric Carter has gotten the ball, and he's gotten the ball in position to score. He just has not finished to this point. But the other thing he does, and this is why he's so important, is when he catches it inside, he has the ability to then throw it back out, usually to one of the Speck brothers, to have an open look. You're not going to get that without him there. Although, as you said, Aaron Burrows, I thought when he went in, kind of did the same thing. To me, it's simple for Manasquan. They're a team that really relies on scoring and on shooting. And, you know, J.R. Hobby, I honestly had a miserable first half shooting. Jimmy Walsh was okay, although he certainly missed a couple inside. They've got 21 points. Manasquan scores 42 on most nights. They're not going to win. So they've got to pick it up offensively in the second half.
Well, that's the flip side of it. If you're Andrew Bilodeau, you say, hey, we didn't really do a whole lot short of Walsh with 9 points. But we have to think, and I say we being Manasquan, we have to think that J.R. Hobby's not going to have one basket like he did in the first half and the second half.
I agree. I think both coaches can look at it the same way. Hey, our top guy, you know, has really not done much offensively, and here's where we're at. So we'll be fine if they get going. Of course, they've got to get going. But, you know, this is, again, I'm not the least bit surprised by this. Plus, I do think historically, and I was talking with, Matt Manley and Scott Stump from All Shore Media before the game. Some teams have really had a tough time shooting here over the last couple of years, you know. Same size court, you know, the old line from Hoosiers, right? The basket's still 10 feet off the ground.
But whether it's just a different perception, they don't play here that often. They have struggled. The shooting has not been great in this building. And I say the same thing, Matt, often happens at the Pine Belt Arena in Toms River. Teams that are good shooting teams go there, and they hit a lot of front of the rims, and they clang a lot of baskets, and really neither team is shot well. And honestly, I'm not stunned by it.
We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll regroup with the scoring leaders for both teams and get you set for the start of half number two. It's Manasquan 21, Jackson Memorial 18. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back here as we get set for the start of half number two between Manasquan and Jackson. Let's go through the scoring leaders for both teams. First for the six-seeded Jaguars, 9 points out of Mike Specht, certainly more than they could have anticipated, averages just six a game. Nick Specht with 6, 2 points for Eric Carter, and 1 point for Marcus Amendola, 11 and 7 the quarter totals for a game total of 18. Meanwhile, for Manasquan, 9 points for Jimmy Walsh, 4 apiece for Tommy Toole and J.R. Hobby, 2 Jack Fay, 2 Sean Yerkes. All 5 players who start for Manasquan have scored. Their quarter totals 6 and 15 for a game total of 21. Players back on the floor. It is those 5 on the floor for Manasquan, and for Jackson, their original starting 5, Hetzel, Simon, Mike Specht, Nick Specht, and Eric Carter. Jaguars will begin with the basketball. They go left to right on your radio dial, and they trail by 3. 21-18, our score. Nick Specht going to give off to Carter. Jackson needs Carter to find a rhythm. Way out from underneath the basket. Looks to set a screen. Now going to post up Walsh. On the left side of the lane. Hand off to Hetzel. His running jumper no good. Carter on the putback. Couldn't find that one either. Frustration continues for Carter. Last touch by Manasquan. It'll be Jackson ball.
Matt, seems like all his putbacks have been short. Everything just a little short. He's got to go up a little stronger. There's a nice inbounds play. Salam to Carter. And Eric gets the easy basket, his first of the day.
Certainly needed that. Anything to get going. 21-20. Hobby. He hasn't found the stroke yet either. In the left corner. Flips back up top for Toole. Around the perimeter right side, it's Fay. Fay dribbling. Crosses over Hetzel. Hanging in the lane on the right side, no good. Carter pulls down the rebound. Jackson can take the lead with a basket. Simon thought about the three. Here's the dump down. Double comes from Carter. Someone's got to be open. Hetzel from the right side. His three well off the mark. Boy, he's had a miserable day so far, too.
He sure has, and he hasn't even been close.
Simon gets the offensive rebound. Jackson another possession. Carter, nice backdoor feed. Simon, right side layup up and in.
So Eric Carter scores a basket, makes a beautiful pass to an easy one, and the Jaguars take the 22-21 lead.
6:20 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass on the right side for Walsh. Manasquan with a motion set. Hobby wants the three. Shaded left, top of the key is good. His first three, had 70 coming in. Make it 71-24-22, Manasquan.
Maybe that'll get him started.
Simon flips for Carter. Top of the key. Carter again looking for that backdoor cut. Now drives. Double comes. Hetzel wide open inside.
Well, I tell you what, the big guy knows to do with the ball. He's made two outstanding passes in a row leading to easy baskets for the Jaguars.
He's felt the double team both times. On the drive, it will be Hobby missing the runner from the right side. Carter picks up the loose ball. Jackson again can take the lead. We're tied at 24. Nick Specht kicks out. Hetzel, another three. This one is good. Finally able to drain one from the outside is Pete Hetzel, the senior. And Jackson has opened up a 27-24 lead.
What have you done for me lately? Pete Hetzel just nailed the three.
Hetzel with his 20th three-pointer of the season. 5:15. Hobby driving down the left side of the lane. Walsh, left corner. That's a spot he likes. Gives up the pass to Fay. Going to drive down the left side of the lane. That runner wild and no good. Carter, one and done for Manasquan as Carter again clears the board. Simon hesitation move. Here's Nick Specht. He's open from three. That's no good. Carter and Simon both battle for it, and Carter's putback attempt way off the mark. Tool in transition. Had it whacked away by Mike Specht. Good defensive play. Up ahead. Hetzel with it. Air ball. Yikes. 4.5 to go. Jackson up 27-24. Hobby forces one. Air ball. Yikes. Walsh blocked by Carter.
Joe Fagan is like, slow it down.
And Jackson does not want to get into a track meet with Manasquan. Hetzel up top. Mike Specht dumps down low. Carter. Again, the double comes. Coming over and harassing was Sean Yerkes. On the possession hour, Manasquan basketball.
Boy, I tell you, Warriors have done a nice job twice here in this quarter. Carter is a guy, when he gets the ball, he brings it down. And a guy comes who leaves his man and has been able to come over and steal the ball or force a tie-up.
Manasquan running the set. They'll put it through Walsh this time. On the block, backs down Mike Specht. And that time, Jimmy Walsh made it look easy.
I think that's Walsh's first shot of the third quarter.
Full court pressure by Manasquan. Hetzel has to come back and help out. He'll break the timeline with the dribble and 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Hetzel penetrating. Goes. Glass went up with the left from the right side. And Pete Hetzel all of a sudden has come alive. He's got 7 for the quarter. 29-26 Jackson.
It's like offensive fireworks here, Matt.
Back-to-back baskets will do that. And a foul inside here, away from the ball, is going to be charged to Nick Specht. It'll be his first, team's first of the half.
Substitution for Manasquan, the freshman Ryan Jensen checks back in. He will replace Sean Yerkes.
He's been the only sub for Manasquan today. 3:15 off the inbound. Manasquan has it. Fay will pull out and reset. Flip left. Give it to Tool. Looking to drive. Stopped in the lane by Hetzel. Hobby up over the top of Carter. Contact, no call either way. And the loose ball cleared by Simon. Here's Hetzel with it now on the right wing. Skip up over the top. Nick Specht open from downtown. Carter, the offensive rebound, trying to go against Walsh. Goes to the baseline. Nice move by Eric Carter. Second basket of the quarter, 6 for the game. Jackson has matched their biggest advantage of the afternoon, 31-26. Walsh, quick spin move. Stopped at the baseline, though. Jensen gives back to Walsh. Off the two-man game. 2:25 to go. Walsh going against Mike Specht. Now it's Fay. For Tool, Jensen on the right wing. Couple of dribbles to his left. Picks it up. Needs help. Tool comes over. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining. And with 2:06, Andrew Bilodeau not happy with what he has seen. He takes a timeout. It's a full break. We take a timeout as well. 31-26 Jackson, late third quarter. We're back for more on the Shore Sports Network.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Every Wednesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and every Friday and Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30, get unlimited laser tag for just $10 per person. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have a laser tag party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out penaltyboxcafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. And this day's broadcast brought to you in part by Good Sports USA in Wall Township, New Jersey's premier sports facility and family entertainment center, and home of the Alaire Country Summer Camp, the best summer camp at the Jersey Shore. Don't forget Good Sports for birthday parties and, of course, join their leagues and clinics of all ages. Visit GoodSportsUSA.com.
Game 2 of 3 here on the Shore Sports Network with Manalapan and Point Beach coming up. 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Manasquan Jackson battling for a spot in the Shore Conference semifinals. 31-26, Jags with the advantage. Manasquan off the timeout, gives to Hobby. Looking to drive. Feed back up top. Tools, check it, Faye with a three-pointer. That wasn't pretty, but it went in.
Boy, got the friendly bounce.
31-29, first three-pointer for Faye. Steal by Jensen. One-on-one for the freshman, lays it in to tie it up. Coast-to-coast for Ryan Jensen. And we have a brand-new ball game again, 31-31. Minute 25. Tough defense by Toole.
Here comes the help again from the weak side as the ball gets into Carter.
Carter gets it back. Skip in the left corner. Simons open. Rims out. That was halfway down. Jensen with a rebound, and Manasquan looking to take the lead back. Toole with the basketball. Hands off to Hobby on the left sideline. Hobby drives. Fay, who just made that last three, pulls back out, gives to Hobby between the circles. Now Manasquan slowing it down with 45 seconds and running in the third. Hobby off a screen. Feeds for Walsh. Good feed down low. Jensen open from the left block. He's got four on back-to-back baskets. Manasquan back up 33-31.
A nice pass from Walsh. Knew what to do when he got the ball down low. Felt the pressure. Saw that somebody had to be open. It was the freshman.
Foul committed as Simon was bringing the ball up court. Jack Fay, the junior point man for Manasquan, gets the foul. His second, team's first. Seconds to go. Gino Paloma has checked in for Jackson as Nick Speck drives down the lane and gets it to go. We're tied again.
Palomo is a transfer from Howell, who was not with the Jaguars early in the year.
First action of the day. Three on the way for Toole. That's off the mark. Amendola with the rebound. 3 seconds. Speck will watch one from half court. Almost got it. And instead, we'll go to the fourth with a tie score. A 15-12 advantage in the frame for Jackson. We step out for 30 seconds. Back right after this for the start of quarter number four of the Shore Conference Tournament quarterfinal round on the Shore Sports Network.
Gold Fever is buying all your unwanted gold.